Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your power that is sufficient for us. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing right now. And thank you for what you are about to do very shortly. We thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us on every side. Thank you for revealing the greatness of your power in our situations. Thank you for breaking our chains in pieces. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us. Thank you for wonderful promises you have made to give us a glorious future. Thank you, Father, for undoing all the evil works the enemy has done against us. Thank you for destroying their wicked plans that were against us. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your strength that is working in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you because through your strength, we have victories. Through your strength, you have destroyed our weaknesses. Through your strength, we are able to overcome sin and temptations. And we are able to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness toward every one of us in this ministry. Thank you for your faithfulness toward each family represented in this ministry. Thank you for how much you have helped us. Thank you for helpers you have sent into our lives. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for feeding us with spiritual meal that is enough to make us strong spiritually. Thank you for revealing to us revelations of your ways and revelations of yourself and your kingdom that are able to give us victories and success and a great future. Thank you for what you are teaching us at this time, and thank you for helping us to obey your truths, to obey your instructions and commandments. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we are here once again to pray in your presence. I ask, O God, that you work wonders through our prayers tonight. As we knock the doors, Father, open doors unto us tonight. As we seek for your interventions, Lord, in your mercy, intervene with speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do greater than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust that what he wants to do for you through the prayer session of tonight, I trust that he will do it because he's a loving Father. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayer points. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He worked upon the sea Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. He made food items multiply. Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory, we give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hosanna. 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 Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praises, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praises, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Oh. Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship the King of Israel. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the great God, the Almighty God. He's a faithful Father. He's a merciful God. He's a loving Father. Worship Him, bless Him, celebrate Him, adore Him, magnify Him, exalt Him, give Him thanks, for He's a great God. Ancient of Days, we worship You. We bless Your name, for there is none like You. Your power is too great to describe. Your name is too strong. It's too strong to be defeated. Lord, we worship You. Who can stand against You and prevail? Who can fight You and win? No one. For You are the Lord. You are the highest. You are the strongest. You are the wealthiest, the richest. You are the wisest. You are the holiest. You're the most holy God. There is none like You, Father. There is none like You, Father. You remain the same and You don't change. Times and seasons change. The life of men change. The systems of the world change. But You remain the same and You don't change. You don't change. We worship You, Lord. All power belongs to You. We worship Your majesty. Thank You for who You are in our lives. Thank You for what You are doing now in our favor. Thank You for what You're going to do in our lives tonight. Thank You because You are going to touch us. You're going to heal. You're going to deliver. You're going to bless. You're going to change our lives. You're going to redesign our destinies. You're going to give us a new story, a new history will begin in our lives. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for what You're going to do. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. We worship Your majesty. Thank You for Your presence that is so full of power and victory. Thank You because Your presence is here. As we pray right now, thank You because by Your presence, our lives shall not remain the same again. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your visible and powerful presence be enthroned in my room. You're going to say, Father, let your visible and powerful presence be enthroned right here in my house, in my room, wherever you are. If you are in the office, say in your office. If you are in the, wherever you are praying right now, say, Father, let your visible and powerful presence be enthroned right here, right now, for the manifestations of wonders. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your visible and powerful presence be enthroned right here, right now. Right here, right now. Thank you, Lord. Your visible and powerful presence. Your visible and powerful presence that authorizes healings. Your visible and powerful presence that authorizes deliverance, that authorizes reception of blessings. Your visible and powerful presence that raised the dead. Lord, let it be enthroned right here, now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, let it fall here. Let it be established here, right now, in my room. Your visible and powerful presence that destroys works of the devil. Your visible and powerful presence that commands great wonders in the head. Let it be established here, right now. In the name of Jesus, let it be enthroned here right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy prevail in my life. Or you say, Father, remember mercy and help me. Look at my life and remember your mercy and help me by your mercy. Look at my life. Look at my life, look at my marriage, look at my destiny, look at my calling, look at my life, look at my situations, and remember mercy and help me. Open your mouth and pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, let mercy prevail above judgment in my life. Let mercy rule over judgment in my life. Let your mercy prevail above judgment. I know that I have done many things wrong, but Lord, remember mercy. Look at my life and remember mercy. Look at my life and remember mercy. Look at my situation. Look at where I am. Look at where I have been coming from. Look at where I am today. Lord, and show me mercy. Look at my life. Remember mercy and help me. By your mercy, let mercy prevail. Let mercy prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let mercy prevail in my life. Let judgment and condemnation fail, but let mercy prevail. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord. Show me mercy so that I can please you more, so that I can serve you better. Show me mercy so that I can do more for you and for your kingdom at this time. Lord, show me mercy. Show my life mercy. Show my family mercy. Show my marriage mercy. Show my children mercy. Show my spouse mercy. Lord, show my calling mercy. Show me mercy, Father. Look at my life and be merciful. Be merciful. Let your mercy rule over judgment in my life. Let your mercy rule over condemnation in my life. Show me mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make your will known to me at every moment in my life, at every point of decision in my life, at every point of making a choice in my life. Lord, make your will known to me. Let your will not be far from me. Let your will be revealed to me, that I may not make mistakes, that I may not sin against you. Open your mouth and pray like that, in the name of Jesus. The will of God is so deep. The will of God is so mysterious. Yeah, but if you can know it, you are highly favored. If you can know the will of God and if you can obey it in every situation. Say, Father, let your will be known to me at every point in time, at every point of making decisions, at every point of making choices, at every point of taking steps in life. Even whether I am to leave my room or not, whether I am to go out or not, I want to be led by your Spirit. Lord, let your will be always revealed to me in each day of my life. When I am to speak, when I am not to speak, when I am to travel, when I am not to travel, when I am to leave the house, when I am not to leave the house, let me always know what is your will for my life per time, for my life for each hour, at every point of decision, at every point of choices. Let your will be always revealed to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Make your will known to me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every attack of darkness sent to confuse my life and my journey in life. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every attack of the enemy sent to confuse my life and my journey in life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yesadika shigalaktenegedea. Yarashke basizadishta neketegela. Every attack sent on my life, every attack sent into my mind, into my brain, to cause confusion in my life and to confuse my journey in life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic attack, demonic attack, witchcraft attack, marine spirits attack, every attack from the second heaven sent into my life to confuse me so that I will fail in journey in life, to confuse me so that I will take wrong choices, to confuse me so that I will sin against God. Let fire consume them now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that I've been sent to confuse my life, to confuse my journey in life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be confused. Begin to speak like that. Say, I refuse to be confused. I am a child of the light. I am a child of God's kingdom. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be deceived. I refuse to be misled. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I receive light in my journey in life. I receive light for clear direction. I receive light for clear direction in life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every good thing that is dead in my life, every good thing that has been killed by the enemy in my life, let them receive life and come back to life in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that is dead, every good thing in my life that the enemy has killed, every good thing in my body, good thing in my spirit, in my soul, that the enemy has killed, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. Receive life and come back to life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every good thing in my life that has been killed, that is dead, receive life now. Receive life now. Receive life now. Receive life now. I believe you're praying. So receive life. Every good thing in my career, every good thing in my marriage, every good thing in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, in my work, in my job, every good thing that has been destroyed, that has been killed by the enemy, I command them to come back to life now in the name of Jesus. Receive life and come alive. Receive life and come back to life. Receive life and come back to life in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life that whatsoever that is dead, whatsoever that is dead in your body, any organs in your body that is dead, that is malfunctioning, whatsoever is dead in your spirit, in your soul, I decree that they come back to life now. As I'm speaking right now, come back to life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon the determination of agents of darkness to destroy my life, to hurt me, to oppress me. I invoke the anger of God upon every agent of Satan that have determined to hurt me, to oppress me, to destroy my life. I invoke God's anger upon them now. Let the anger of God attack them. Let the anger of God waste them. Let the anger of God destroy them. What they want to do for me, let the anger of God divert it back to them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The evil that agents of Satan are planning against my life, let the anger of God throw them back to them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon every agent of Satan that are devising evil against my life. devising troubles for my life, for my destiny. I invoke the anger of God upon them all. Let them carry the evil they are planning. Let the evil they are planning fall back on them. In the name of Jesus, let the evil they are devising against my life fall back on them. In the name of Jesus, let the evil they are devising against my destiny fall back on them and their generation. In the name of Jesus, by the anger of God, let them receive back the evil they are sending into my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon every daily ritual and sacrifices going on in the realms of darkness against my life, calling, and destiny. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God upon every daily sacrifices and rituals going on in the realms of darkness against my life, career, calling, marriage, destiny. Let the anger of God waste them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Anger of God, waste them all. Anger of God, waste them all. I call for the anger of God to waste them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every daily sacrifices, daily rituals going on in realms of darkness against my life, calling, career, destiny. Right now, let the anger of God begin to waste them, consume them, destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that with desperation. Pray with desperation. Thank you, Father. Waste them all. Anger of God, waste them. Waste them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand release my blessings that has been caged in the realms of darkness. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand release unto me my blessings that have been caged in the realms of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for a release. There is going to be a release right now as you are praying. Begin to pray like that. Let there be a release by your mighty hand. Father, command the release. Command the release. You are the God in the light, and you are God in darkness. You are God in heaven. You are God on earth. You are God under the earth. Lord, command the release of my blessings that have been caged in the realms of darkness. Command the release now. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, command the release. Command the release. Command the release. Command the release. Spiritual blessings that has been caged. Physical blessings that have been caged. Father, command their release now. Let them come to me. Let my blessings come to me. Father, let my blessings come to me. Father, let my blessings come to me. And I don't know if you are desperate for these prayers. now. Say, Father, let these blessings be released. Release them. Release them by your mighty hand. Release them now. Release them now. Thank you, Lord. Release them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your redemption power, let darkness in my life be converted to light. Let evil in my life be converted to good. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your redemption power, let darkness in my life be turned to light. Let evils in my life be turned to good. Right now, in the name of Jesus, pray that prayer with the whole of your heart. Raise up your right hand as you pray. You might not understand the prayer, but just pray it till you understand. As they come to pass, say, Father, by the reason of your redemption power, let darkness in my life change to light automatically, instantly. Let darkness in my life change to light. In the name of Jesus, let evils change to good. In the name of Jesus, let weaknesses change to strength. In the name of Jesus, let captivities become freedom in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of your redemption power, let my darkness change to light. Let my darkness change to light. Let my troubles, my problems, let them become testimonies. By the reason of your redemption power, let evils in my life turn to good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, command help to arise for me in places where there is no help. Now, we're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, command help to rise for me in places where help cannot be found. Command help to rise for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jad ekase shigalagalaha. Lord, by the reason of your mercy, by the reason of your mercy, command help to rise for me. Command help to rise for me. Command help to rise for me. Command help to rise for me in places where help cannot be found. In places where people can't find help, Lord, by your mercy, make help come out of those places. You are the God that brings things out of nothing. You are the God that command light to shine out of darkness. Lord, make help to rise for me from the midst of places where help cannot be found. Let help rise for me from the midst of places where helps cannot be found. Make helpers rise for me from the midst of places helpers cannot be found. Lord Jesus, command help to rise for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray some time ago. We did a lot of prayer points on the greatness of God. At that time, we were using Isaiah chapter 40, the book of Isaiah chapter 40, to pray prayer points then, and it was very powerful. Yeah. So we're going to use that revelation again, the revelation of the greatness of God. We're going to use it to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let the greatness of you appear in my present situation. And let the strength of the devil be crushed in pieces. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Father, let the greatness of you, the greatness of who you are, appear in my present life and situation. And let the strength of the devil be crushed in pieces. Let the strength of demons in my life, in my situation, be crushed in pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Let the greatness of God appear. Let the greatness of God appear in my health, in my body. Let the greatness of God appear in my soul. Let the greatness of God appear in my spirit. Let the greatness of God appear in my environment. Let the greatness of God appear in my situation. Let the greatness of God appear, and let the strength of the devil disappear forever. Let the strength of the devil be destroyed forever. In the name of Jesus. I believe you pray that prayer seriously. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, in every realm where I have been defeated by darkness, let the greatness of you appear right there. And let me be victorious. Let me be free. Let me be victorious. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. See, Father, in every realm, I have been defeated by darkness. Thank you, Lord. Let the greatness of you appear there. Appear there. Whether it's in the visible realm or in the invisible realms. Let the greatness of you appear, whether it's physical or spiritual realm. In every realm that I've been defeated, that I've been imprisoned, that I've been enslaved by darkness, Lord, let the greatness of you appear as the greatness of you appeared in the prison where Paul and Silas were caged and chained. Lord, let the greatness of you appear in every realm I have been chained and caged and enslaved and defeated. And let me be victorious. And let me break through. Let me be free. Let me be free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I believe you're praying. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to be victorious and to remain victorious in every battle of life. Yeah, it is a thing to be victorious. It is another thing to remain in victory. To remain in victory, to continue in victory. There are two different things. So the strength by which you are victorious is not the same with the strength to continue in victory. So my point is that to remain in victory would demand more strength and more power than to be victorious. So there are many people who have been victorious, but now they have lost that victory. And as a matter of fact, they are now in deeper bondage. So you're going to pray. So you're praying for one strength that's going to do two things in your life. One supernatural strength, and it's going to do two things in your life. It's going to make you victorious, and it's going to keep you victorious. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, or you're going to say, I receive strength to be victorious and to remain victorious in every battle of life. In the name of Jesus, to remain victorious in life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I receive strength. I receive supernatural strength to be victorious and to remain in victory in life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I receive strength. I receive supernatural strength. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Something is entering into you. As you are praying that prayer, I see angels putting in you strength, pouring oil of strength into you, supernatural strength. So begin to pray. Say, I receive strength. Thank you, Lord. God is doing something. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive supernatural strength to be victorious and to remain victorious in life and destiny. To remain victorious all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. I receive supernatural strength. I receive supernatural strength. I receive supernatural strength. Strength that is beyond human strength. Strength that supersedes human strength. I receive supernatural strength to be victorious in battles of life, to remain victorious all the days of my life. Here on earth, I receive supernatural strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, bringing and drawing it backward. When God, as God is moving me forward, every power drawing me backward, let fire consume them. I'm going to repeat that prayer point again. You're going to say, I come against every power pulling me backward as I am striving to move forward. As God is helping me to move forward, every power that is drawing me backward, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every power pulling my life backward, pulling me backward, as God is pushing me forward, as God is helping me to go forward, every power that is pulling me back, I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be consumed by fire. Thank you, Lord. As God is helping me to grow, every power that is bringing me down, catch fire in the name of Jesus. As God is helping me to grow in his knowledge, to grow spiritually, to grow to love him, to fear him, to obey him, every power that is now pulling me back, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let fire consume them all. Let fire destroy them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there is a glory that follows every child of God. There's a glory of God that follows every child of God. Or maybe I should say, there's a glory of heaven that follows every child of God. Yeah, and your life should reveal such glory. Now, when I say there's a glory, I'm talking about what you will see by yourself and what people around you will see. They will know that you are different. They will know, it will come to a point that they can literally feel that presence that is always following you because you belong to the kingdom of God. So when you have been immersed in that glory to a point, people around you they can literally feel it when they come closer to you. That is the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. Christianity is a supernatural lifestyle. Christianity is extraordinary lifestyle, but many of us are not enjoying the supernatural dimensions of Christianity because we are too worldly. Our mind is always after the things of this world. We are too carnal. We are not spiritual. We are too carnal. We are too full of pollutions, unclean things. Yeah, and the glory of God cannot tolerate unclean things. That is why many of us are not walking in these supernatural dimensions of God's glory. You're going to pray. So my point is that there is a glory of God that should follow your life on daily basis. Some people who witness the revival in the early church in the days of the apostles in the Bible, they said that you could literally see cloud of glory surround them when they are walking. And I believe that was why even the shadow of Peter could heal the sick. His shadow was healing sick people as he was walking. is because of the kind of glory that followed them, the kind of glory that covered them. It's a great glory. You're going to pray. I don't know if you want that kind of glory, or you just feel like, well, let me just take some few blessings from God, and that is enough for me. Yeah, I don't really need all those supernatural things. Yeah, but the truth is that without that glory in your life, you cannot walk in victory, and you cannot remain in victory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your glory fall upon my life. Let your glory fall upon my life and enclose me in itself. You know, just like something come upon you and then the thing picks you up and wraps you over. And wrap you up all over. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your glory fall upon my life. Let your glory fall upon my life and enclose me in itself. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Let your glory descend upon my life, and as it did on the apostles, as it did in the early church. The Bible says they prayed, and where they prayed began to vibrate physically because the glory was too heavy. Lord, let your glory fall upon me and enclose me in itself, that I live in glory all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So let your glory fall. Thank you, Lord. Let your glory fall upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my body. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall. Thank you, Lord. And enclose me in itself. And let me remain in glory forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every darkness and uncleanness that is chasing away the glory of God from my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every darkness and uncleanness pushing back God's glory from my life. Every attitude, sinful attitude, every ungodly lifestyle in my life that is pushing back God's glory, every deposit of darkness in my life pushing back God's glory, I reject them. I'm going to say, Father, destroy them all. Uproot them all, remove them all from my life, because I want that glory. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, see, I reject every uncleanness, every darkness, every pollution, every attitude, habit, ungodly lifestyle that is pushing back God's glory, pushing away God's glory from my life. I reject them now. Father, uproot them away from my life. Yeah, pray that prayer sincerely. Not that you're just praying because I'm telling you to do that, but because you really want God to take away things that are enemies of his glory in your life.
to praise the Lord, I reject them. I don't want them. Anything, thank you, Lord, that is pushing back your glory from my life. Anything. Even the things that I love doing, but they are wrong. They are ungodly. They are unrighteous. They are unclean. Lord, you're going to say, I reject them today. Father, remove them all from my life. Uproot them all. I don't want them. Lord, destroy them from my life. Thank you, Father. I want to walk in glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one thing that I know about the glory of God and the light of God, because the glory of God is like light, is like, sometimes it's like cloud, like a white cloud, and sometimes it's like a light, a great light. Yeah, one thing I know about the glory of God is that it wants to have its way in your life. I don't know if there's another way to explain it. When the glory of God comes upon your life, the glory of God wants to have his way. Yeah. And the reason why the glory of God could not stay in the lives of many believers, even in some churches and ministries, at a point, you know, there were mighty revival happening in those ministries and churches. At a point, there were mighty move of God happening. But suddenly, everything stopped. Yeah, the reason why those things stopped is because people did not allow God to have his way again. So when the glory of God is revealed, the glory of God wants to have his way. And the glory of God does not want you to have your way. Yeah. So how you keep that glory in your life is by letting God have his way. If you don't let him have his way, the glory will leave. It will depart from your life. Yeah, that's what I know about the glory of God. So you are going to pray. Yeah, because we're in a season. When I mean season, now I'm talking about these last days. I mean, beginning from last year 2020, we have entered into the last, you know, into the last day of the last days. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, we have entered into the lower parts of the end time. We have entered into few days left for the whole world to end. We entered that year last year. So beginning from last year downward, the world is now ending. So we don't have many years left for the world to end. So and because of that, God wants to reveal his great glory so that many souls will be saved and so that he can do many miracles, because he knows that Satan will also multiply his attacks, because the Bible says that Satan knows that he has just a little time left. So he's doing everything in his power to destroy many lives and to enslave many lives forever. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray. So the bottom line is that we are in the days of God's glory. Maybe I should not use the word season. We are in the days of God's glory. And this glory will be so real that people will begin to see it physically. Yeah, you can mark my words. We are in the times of God's glory, where God will appear physically. And people will be seeing signs that this is God here. And in the midst of those kind of glory, there will be nothing that will be impossible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, you're going to say, my life is hoping to receive your glory, to receive your presence. Come into my life and have your way. Come into my life and have your way. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, God likes to hear people say, come and have your way. He likes to hear people say that sincerely. When people say it from the depth of their heart, because he really wants to have his way in your life. Talk to him. Say, Lord, my life is hoping for your glory. Come in and have your way. Come in and have your way. I refuse to have my way. I want you to have your way in my life. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. My life is hoping. My life is hoping. Lord Jesus, my life is hoping. Come into my life with the fullness of your glory and have your way in my life. Have your way in my life. Thank you, Lord. Have your way in my home. In this day, in these last days, the glory of God wants to take over homes and families and marriages and communities and organizations and schools and hospitals. The glory of God wants to take over the world. Say, Lord, I am available for this glory. Say, Lord, my life is open for this move of you in these last days. Say, come into my life, have your way. I don't want to have my way. I want you to have your way. Come into my life. I want to experience this glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying as pertaining to the glory of God. You're going to pray. Yeah, there is something about alignment when it comes to the glory of God. There is something about alignment. Now, when I say alignment, I'm talking about when two things agree together, when two things key into each other, just like you have a padlock, and then you press the padlock together to lock a door. Yeah, you know how those things, like bolt and nut, how they key into each other. So there is something about alignment when it comes to experiencing or walking in the glory of God. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the agreement between heaven and your life. I'm talking about you thinking in the direction heaven is thinking. I'm talking about you reasoning in the same direction God is reasoning. I'm talking about you doing things the same way God wants it done. You know, when God gave the picture of the Ark of Covenant and even the tabernacle to Moses, God showed him the picture on the mountain. And God said, go and build the same thing as I showed you here in heaven. Yeah, because he was literally in heaven when he went to that mountain. Yeah, the because heaven came down upon Moses and he was seeing the visions of heaven. Yeah. And God said, make exactly. In fact, God told him the centimeter. He gave him the measurements. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. God gave him the measurement. This one must be this long. The other part must be this long. This one must be this wide and stuff like that. And Moses did exactly as God instructed him. So meaning that when the measurement was 20 centimeters, Moses did not add 1 centimeter. When he saw what he saw in heaven, that it was 20 meters, he did the same thing on earth, 20 meters. When he saw, you know, 5 cubits, he measured the same thing, 5 cubits. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about you living a life that agrees with the standard God has set for your life, to the point that you don't go beyond the measurement God has set on your life. Yeah, I know some of you might not understand what I'm saying. Yeah, but I don't know how to explain it better. So there is something about alignment if you're going to experience the glory of God. And the Bible says that when Moses was done building this thing, the Bible said the glory of God came down. When Moses was done building it according to the pattern that was revealed to him on the mountain, then the glory came down. So it is not hard to experience God's glory if we live by the standard of heaven. If you measure your life side by side with the standard of heaven, then you will see the glory of God almost instantly. I believe the reason why God is doing miracles in this ministry is because I have refused to do contrary to the standard of God. I know there are many people in our groups that don't like what I'm preaching, and I don't care whether they like it or not. But what I have determined is that I will not do below the standard of God. I will make sure that the standard of God is enforced anywhere I find myself. So you are going to pray. My point is that if your life can align, can agree with the standard heaven has set for your life, you don't need to struggle to experience the glory of God. And when we talk about the glory of God, we are talking about miracles, mighty miracles that will shock presidents of nations, governors of nations. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring up my life to fall in alignment with your standard. Say, Father, bring up my life, lift up my life to fall in line with your standard, with your divine standard, with your divine principles, with your divine will, with your divine plans. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Kisha Sedekeleha. Say, Lord, lift up my life to fall in alignment. Correct my life that so that it agrees with the measurements of heaven. Father, let everything I do, everything I think in my mind, everything I say with my mouth, let it begin to fall in alignment with the divine standard for my life and calling and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Even when I'm praying, let it fall in alignment with your standard. Even when I'm fasting, let it fall in alignment with your standard. Everything I do, spiritual and physical, let them all agree with your divine standard. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. still praying. The Lord is telling me that the reason why devil has prevailed in many families, in many homes, is because the parents did not train the children according to the standard of God. Yeah, and that was what came to my spirit. So if you are a parent, you must enforce the standard of God. And what is the standard of God? The standard of God is everything the Bible teaches. Everything the Bible teaches, the truths in the Bible, that is the standard of God. Yeah, so the Lord is telling you, if you are a parent, the Lord is telling you right now, I mean, if you have children, the Lord is telling you right now that your child must be trained according to the standard of God, not according to the standard of this world. Not according to the ways of this world, but according to the truths in the scriptures, according to the will of God. If you fail to do this, then your home will not witness the glory of God. Yeah, so that is a message for those of you that are parents. Yeah, now you're going to pray. We have six more prayer points, then I'll be praying for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my heart be delivered from every stronghold that is every struggle of darkness that is making me I don't know how to construct this prayer point, but what we are praying about is that everything that is making you not to take God serious, God should destroy it in your mind. Because I discovered that some Christians, they don't take spiritual things serious. Some take their marriage serious more than God. Some take their businesses serious more than God. Yeah, that's my point. So you're going to say, Father, deliver my mind, deliver my soul from every stronghold of darkness that is not allowing me to take spiritual things serious. Every stronghold of darkness in my heart, in my mind, that is not allowing me to take you serious. Lord, destroy them all in my heart. Begin to pray like that. Every stronghold that is making me to joke with spiritual things, that is making me to forget spiritual things, to despise spiritual things, to think of spiritual things as not necessary, as not important. Lord, destroy such strongholds in my heart. Every stronghold in my heart that is making me not to take prayer serious, not to take fasting serious, not to take Bible study serious, not to take meditation on the Word of God serious. Every stronghold of darkness in my heart that is making me not to take God and heaven serious, Lord, destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Everything devil is doing in my mind that is not making me to pursue after spiritual things, to seek after spiritual things, Lord, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As you have prayed that prayer, may it be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we have five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every creature of darkness attacking me with untimely death. Yeah, that's how you're going to put it. You're going to say, let fire fall and destroy every creature of darkness attacking me with untimely death. Let them die now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Creatures of darkness attacking me with untimely death, die in the name of Jesus. Creatures of darkness attacking me with untimely death, die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, say, every creature of darkness attacking me with untimely death, attacking me to kill me untimely, fire of the Holy Ghost, kill them all. Whether they are visible or invisible, any creature of darkness attacking me to kill me untimely, die in the name of Jesus. Any creature of darkness attacking my children, attacking my spouse, to kill them spiritually, physically, die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the manifestations of answers to my prayers happen with speed. In the name of Jesus, you're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let the manifestations of answers to my prayers happen with speed in the name of Jesus. Or you're going to say, Father, fast forward the manifestation of answers to my prayers according to your mercies. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jet any cash, Jegeleha, Radina Tishanaga. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let them be fast forwarded. The manifestations of answers to my prayers, let them all be fast forwarded. Now, in the name of Jesus, the results of my prayer request, the miracles that are answers to my prayers, Lord, extend the manifestations of them. Now, in the name of Jesus, let those miracles begin to happen with speed. Let them no longer be delayed. The answers to my prayers, Lord, hasten their manifestations. Fast forward their manifestations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your grace be sufficient in my life. Let me be able to draw strength from your grace in the moments of my weakness. You're going to say, Father, let your grace be so much in my life that I will not lack strength in the moment of my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your grace be so much in my life such that I can draw strength from your grace in the moments of my weaknesses, in the moment of temptations and trials. Lord, let your grace be so much in my life that I will be able to draw strength. That I will be able to draw strength from you. That I will be able to draw strength from your grace, from your presence. Let your grace be so much in my life that in the moments when I am tempted, in the moment when it appears that I am too weak to survive, that I am too weak to overcome, that I am too weak to win in battles, to succeed over the enemy. Lord, let me be able to draw strength from your grace in those moments. Let your grace be enough for me, Father. As you made your grace sufficient for Apostle Paul, let your grace be sufficient for me, that in my weaknesses, that is when I am the strongest. Lord, let your grace be sufficient for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. You know, it's possible for you to have a light, but that light is not strong enough. Yeah, you know, the kind of darkness that is at the kind of darkness that attacked the world 15 years ago is not the kind of darkness that is attacking the world now. Yeah, even 5 years ago, the kind of darkness that attacked nations or that attacked Christians 5 years ago is not the darkness we are dealing with now. The darkness we are dealing with now is so strong, such that if your light is weak, they will defeat you. Yeah, they will defeat you. Yeah, and there are many examples. I have seen ministers of God fallen. I have seen Christians that used to be very strong spiritually. I have seen them fallen and defeated by this darkness I'm talking about. I mean, the darkness we are dealing with now. Yeah. So if your light is weak, they will overcome you. Yeah, that is why this is not the time for you to be looking for sugar-coated sermons. This is not the time for you to be looking for preaching and messages that you want to hear, that you like. Yeah, I'm talking about time where you look for someone that will correct you, someone that will shaping your life, that will mold you into the person you are supposed to be. So we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my light be strong enough to defeat the darkness of this time. You're going to say, let my fire Let my fire be strong enough. Let my light be strong enough to push back and defeat the darkness attacking this generation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Oh God, find what we are dealing with. Just pray. You don't understand, but pray. Say, God, let my light be strong enough. Let my fire be powerful enough to push back and to destroy the darkness attacking this age, the darkness attacking this present generation. In the name of Jesus, let my light be strong. Father, let my light be strong. Father, let my light be strong. Let my fire be strong enough for victory at this time. Thank you, Father. Now, may the Lord help you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're going to pray the last prayer point. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, do not change your mind concerning what you have promised me. Remember your promises and bring them to pass. Some of us, we have so much disappointed God to the point that God is reconsidering what he has said he wants to do. He's planning maybe what he wants to give you, maybe he should give somebody else. Because the Bible says that that the little that you have, if you are disobedient, the Bible says that the little that you have shall be taken away from you and shall be given to the person that has much, because that person that has much is obedient. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So it's not me that is saying it. It's in the scriptures. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not change your mind concerning your wonderful plans for my life. In your mercy, bring them all to pass. I know I have wronged you, but give me a second chance. Give me a second chance and bring to pass all your wonderful plans and promises for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, do not change your mind concerning the wonderful plans you have for me. Concerning the wonderful plans you have for my life and destiny. Lord, do not change your mind. Lord, show me mercy. Give me another chance. And let all your promises begin to come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. And bring to pass your plans. Bring to pass your promises for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do not change your mind. Thank you, Father. Do not change your mind. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now as we'll be rounding up the session. I have said it before. I said, if you are a sister, you are a woman, or you are a sister, and you are joining our prayer sessions, you have to cover your head with something, with a clothing material, or even if it is a cap or a hat, just make sure that your head is covered whenever you are joining our prayer sessions. I have said it several times. So it's very important that you heed to these instructions. Just simple instructions that might look so irrelevant to you, but it's so serious to God. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for the power of your presence that you have made available right here tonight. Thank you for your determination to help the lives of many of us, to help the life of every one of us. Thank you for your determination to change our lives for good. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh God, I ask as your servant, I ask that you show your people mercy. As many that have partook of this prayer session and have cried out unto you sincerely from the depth of their heart, Lord, I ask that you show every one of your people mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, beyond what they are expecting you to do in their lives, Lord, bless them beyond expectations. In the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you give them an obedient heart and a heart that fears you. A heart that is willing to come up to come up to align with your standard and with your ways and with your will. Lord, give them such a heart at this time in Jesus' name. I am praying for you that you will not forget God. After you might have enjoyed God's blessings and miracles, I pray for you that you will not forget God. The Israelites, they forgot God after God took them into a land flowing with milk and honey. And there was too much blessings for them to heed and to spend. And at that moment, they forgot God and they switched to serving other gods. I pray for you that you will not be like those Israelites. You will not forget God in the name of Jesus. I pray that you remember your Creator. You remember to love Him. You remember to please Him. You remember to serve Him. You remember to honor Him. You remember to preach to people about Him all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, I come against every kingdom of darkness that is claiming possession and ownership of your life. Every kingdom of darkness, every personality of darkness that is saying that you belong to them, that you don't belong to God, I decree that the anger of God fall upon them and destroy them all. I claim you for God's kingdom. I claim you for light. I claim you for Jesus, because you belong to Jesus, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Those of you that are sick in your bodies and the doctors have told you this is your problem, I reverse the doctor's report and I decree that you are healed in Jesus' name. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.